Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. And I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and the life of the Blessed Mother. I'm sure the Holy Spirit was there from the very beginning of Our Lady's life, from her Immaculate Conception, right through her Assumption into heaven. But I'd like to just focus on three incidents in the life of Our Lady. The first was the Annunciation. At that moment, remember when Mary was told by the Archangel Gabriel that God had chosen her to be the mother of his son. And Mary asked, "How shall this happen to me, since I do not know man?" It seemed that Mary had consecrated her virginity to God. The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall overshadow you, and so that the child born of you will be the Son of the Most High God." And so we see the Holy Spirit bringing forth the Incarnation, that Word becoming flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, was the work of the Holy Spirit. And Mary's own holiness, as full of grace, was the work of the Spirit. We see the Holy Spirit again at the Visitation. Remember, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and greeted Our Lady, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And Mary, filled with the Holy Spirit and carrying Jesus in her womb, breaks out into that beautiful song of thanksgiving, the Magnificat, by which she praises God. "He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And finally, we see Our Lady and the Holy Spirit again at Pentecost, where Mary is seen as the mother of the church, praying with the apostles and those first disciples of our Lord, that group of about 120, St. Luke tells us in the Acts of the Apostles, that were gathered in Jesus' name. And Mary was praying with them and for them to receive the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us ask Our Lady, Mother of the Church, and our Mother too, to pray that we may receive the gift of the Spirit in our lives. May the Lord give you his peace.